Coronavirus update. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. The head of the National Institutes of Health told a Senate panel the nation will be hard-pressed to meet the goal of conducting 2 million coronavirus tests every week. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander.
Every nursing home, every prison, everyone in an operating room, and some entire classes and campuses and factories, teams at sports events, and to give those tests more than once. We will need millions more.
The White House says a military member who serves as one of President Trump's valets has tested positive for the virus. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's easing some of the virus restrictions on retailers in the state.
All with modifications, but all with an eye on turning the page and moving into a new phase.
The Texas salon owner who was jailed for defying a virus lockdown was freed from jail today. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.